One, two, three, four, pop culture. Who nanny pop culture? Who nanny pop culture? Who nanny pop culture? Who nanny?
And we came back.
We did.
8 months later, 9 months, I don't know, seven, eight, some months and months
Who's
later.
Who's keeping score?
I'm Dan.
I'm Justin.
T-Rod.
It's the Pop Culture Hootenanny.
Woohoo!
Yeah, we've been putting this off for a long while now.
Yes, we have.
We're back in the basement, not at work.
It's a little quieter, if you can't tell.
Yeah, no weird ambient noise.
It's a lot better.
A little more comfy.
It's a lot better.
Yeah. Well, I had brought up because T-Rod had a story at work the other day, and I ended up making a ridiculous purchase myself. So
yeah, we've been waiting to hear about.
Yes, everyone's been waiting for this purchase.
I would like to know.
Yeah.
What this ridiculous purchase is.
So it's in this box behind me.
Ooh.
Oh, I was gonna say, is it this box over here? This Finding Nemo bouncer?
No, just ignore the baby.
I thought maybe you had something you were gonna tell us that you didn't.
I am unable to do that anymore.
Yeah, but you know what? But if you did, though, if you did,
no, that's for my niece. Three of my four nieces are having babies.
Ah.
Well, one had a baby already, so now the other two are still pregnant. Anyways.
Drum roll, please.
So, I...
Oh.
Made maybe the coolest, most ridiculous purchase. And I gotta say, I didn't get in as much trouble as I thought I was gonna get in for this.
Dude, why would you ever be in trouble for that?
Why?
Why?
That's crazy.
Dan, I don't understand where you're getting off saying that was a terrible purchase.
It's leather. It is the WWF Heavyweight Wrestling Champion title belt.
Are you kidding me?
That is crazy.
Made a ridiculous... I was just...
Why? Why is that ridiculous?
All right, well...
Who doesn't need a championship belt?
Most everybody does not need one. It's one of those things, right? It's like when you...
I don't believe that, Dan.
Growing up in our age frame...
In our time frame, yes.
This was like... They had the toy ones. Everyone had some toy wrestling belts and stuff. It was, you know... Everyone wanted a real wrestling belt. I was on eBay a couple weeks ago, and it was on there for like $120. I did and they have where you can make an offer on it. So I made an offer of $87. And the next morning, I got an email saying that my offer was accepted.
Congratulations.
And now I am the owner of a championship title.
And it's not plastic.
No, it isn't there.
This is legit.
Oh, it's not.
You're the only person that I know that has
it. It's got some weight.
It weighs like 7 or 8 pounds.
Yeah, it's got that heft. It's brass.
Yeah.
And it's not going to fall off your shoulder when you fling it over.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because the other ones, like if it was a windy day, it would just blow off.
Oh, yeah. I have them, too. They're up in the attic at this point, but I have several of the toy ones.
I just want to point out the fact that it's not a terrible purchase, Dan, because it's not even the WWF no more. It's the WWE.
So I know.
This must have been something that somebody purchased a long time ago, and they just didn't want to let it go. And then they probably were forced into
it. You're like, you couldn't be more wrong. It was made in China 3 weeks ago.
Or Pakistan, either way. Yes, it shipped.
We have functioning buttons to hold it around your waist.
Yeah, it shipped from Pakistan.
From Pakistan?
Yeah. Hey, I don't care.
So somebody bled for this in real life, dude.
Maybe.
Are you kidding me? That's legit. Yeah.
So that was my ridiculous purchase.
I don't have any ridiculous purchases.
So if it came from Pakistan, does that mean that you probably just gave him like $10,000?
I mean, whatever. I don't know what their
for $87
what their like currency is and what the rate of, exchange rate is on it.
Well, let's find out. That's what Google's for. Now, this is an interesting thing here.
But I mean, yeah, it is.
I don't know what the currency is. So, Afghani currency.
Afghani is the currency of Afghanistan and is the currency.
So,
the currency is Afghani.
Yeah, Afghani is the currency, and it's 0.014 of United States dollar. So it's cent and a half.
So I paid $95, we'll say.
So you just put somebody's kid through college.
Well.
Great job, Dan.
Yeah, but that's like what is it, like a video game in Japan costs like 10,000 yen. You're not putting anyone through college. It's just that's what it is.
Our money is just worth more than theirs. Yeah.
I mean, granted, you're right. We are giving. They definitely made out for sure.
Well,
I don't know. I mean, $95.
Did you know that we're like the most expensive country in the world on average for somebody to go to college?
You know why? Because
for sure.
Because we buy random wrestling belts and stripper poles.
Take that gem.
So, in a way, you probably paid for somebody who's way through college or daycare or something for like 2 months.
Oh,
they're probably not allowed to have daycare.
Like. Daycare? They don't have daycare. It's called work.
Yeah.
It's called their stay-at-home moms.
No, it's called work.
It's the called kid, they're sent to work.
The kids yearn for the mines.
What's funny is I actually took that to work the other day. I think it was when you left.
You didn't show us?
No, I didn't. I showed Eddie and Deb and Bias.
So... The Hoot Nanny got to see it last.
Yeah, because I was waiting for the reveal. I was waiting for the reveal.
He did say that. In Dan's defense, he did say that.
Okay, good.
In our defense, there's no way we would have waited.
That's true.
I wouldn't have.
That's true. If I had it, I would have worn it.
I would have came to work with that.
I would have worn it. To work. I would have scratched a bumper with it, for sure.
And it would scratch some bumpers.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
It definitely would. But yeah, that was my ridiculous purchase that, like I said, I never expected that bid to be accepted.
Yeah.
I throw random bids out at stuff all the time that I'm like, they're never going to accept this. And this time it backfired on me. Maybe I should learn a lesson. Okay. Will next I? Time, I can't
next say. Time go for $180. See where
did you know it definitely was? Not. Did you know it was coming from Pakistan before you bid it on it?
Yeah.
Oh,
that tells you where
like,
it ships.
I did like $7 in.
Once you get locked into a serious wrestling collection, the tendency is to push it as far as you can.
I'm not going there because that would require like the thousands of dollars people spend on those things.
Yeah. I'm just
The last time I went to a wrestling event, you should if you ever have a chance, like granted it's not the same wrestling when we were kids. I don't even remember everybody or I remember everybody when we were kids, but I don't know who the new people are, right?
Yeah.
And but if you go there, people watching at a wrestling event is pretty entertaining. You're gonna see grown men with their face painted with belts that are championship belts. They got like three of them. Their kids can't see because they're in the way. They're taking their shirts off. They're yelling and screaming. They're pacing back and forth like they're getting ready to enter the ring. It's absolutely hilarious.
Yeah, I've been twice.
I have never been to a wrestling show.
It's an experience for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, depending on, mine would have been. My early 20s, late teens, I guess. So, more of the... I guess it would have been post-Attitude Era, really. But, I don't know. It was interesting, to say the least.
The Attitude was...
Like Stone Cold and The Rock stuff. Yeah. But right late there. 90s, early 2000s.
Gen X and all... Or Generation X and all that.
Yes.
Basically all the old fogies of today.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
I like WCW too.
I don't know.
Because your favorite wrestlers bounce back and forth all the time.
Yeah.
And remember me telling you guys, like, remember, like, I was telling you guys when I used to watch WWF, and then all of a sudden Razor Ramon left and went to WCW.
I remember.
And his
that.
Name's Scott Hall. He's not even Hispanic. Like, no, what kind of shit is that, dude? Blew my mind. He doesn't even have an accent.
You mean he's not?
He's like, Razor Ramon. And now Ramon. He's like, love next time Razor you Ramon. Face Scott Hall. Like, I'm like, what? He's got like a, it's crazy.
Yeah, that is weird to change your entire persona after leaving. I mean, I guess that's part of your character. You can't take the character with you, right? If you leave.
It depends. I mean, some people have the gimmick and some people don't.
Right, but I mean, but, like, Hulk yeah. Hogan will be Hulk Hogan no matter where he goes, right? Or he was. Well,
yeah.
He was Hollywood Hulk Hogan or he was Hulk Hogan.
He was always Hulk Hogan.
Right.
When he went from WWF to WCW, he became the Hulkster. It wasn't Hulkamania anymore. It was the Hulkster.
Oh.
19.
So,
here
so
we go,
guys.
It was
like trademark stuff.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Well, we got to get through the commercial here. It just keeps going. Okay, so we got that.
That's
now,
got Razor Ramon written all over it.
Wait, that's not fair. What are
Is
you
it
doing?
All just him saying, hey,
yo.
Hold
on. Hey, yo. Hey, yo.
That's Yo's it. Not here. What are you calling yo for? Pays
off. What happened to his accent?
Dreams come true.
Oh, my God. At first, I thought that was Jesse Ventura.
Bad times don't last.
Does he not sound like Jesse Ventura?
But bad yeah. guys do.
I don't got time to breathe. See what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Yeah, that's funny. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I didn't mean, know.
So didn't many know of them.
That. But, I mean, that is such a weird thing. It's like...
like... Kamala, the where was he supposed to be from? He was like the African warrior. The dude also wrestled under Sugar Bear Harris because he's from like South Tennessee and has a Southern accent.
What was he went with the whole African roots thing for a second or what?
Yeah, where he just clicked. And we just accepted it. We just went with it.
Well,
you know, he just
it was
went.
The 80s. We were yeah. willing to go with it just about anything.
Pretty much. I
except
mean...
communism.
Truth. Yeah.
Dude, that's crazy. I can't. It's so funny. Because I remember having the stretchies. The stretchers.
Yeah.
And then the firm rubber ones that were like the dense plastic.
I have Hulk Hogan.
Yes, so. Like literally the toy was made of rubber and it weighed like it has weight. It
Oh yeah.
Like and imagine as a kid
you Yeah, because
there,
you had to you're really going to wrestle them.
I know, but I mean like
cuz you had
They
to,
were super durable.
I mean, yeah, this is let's see if you can read it. Let's see.
I mean, he can't, like,
it's
throw
funny,
punches in real life
since
anything,
I was a kid, so the whole 84. Size differential.
So, 40 years old.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, I mean, that's, other than the paint, still in pretty good shape.
I mean, he's balding in real life, and, I am a like, real American. He's balding as a toy.
Absolutely. And, yeah, like I said, other than the paint, I mean, it's held up pretty good for 40 years old.
Yeah.
And it got played with, so
yeah.
That's why the paint is gone.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Remember having that one, the Iron Sheik.
Yep.
That one, that was my brother's. I know he had a few other ones too, but I don't know.
I had Ted DiBiase, Hulk Hogan, and the Iron Sheik. I did not have Andre the Giant. Did it, what was,
there was a Roddy Piper.
I had Roddy Piper.
Because he came with the kilt.
Yep, I had Roddy Piper.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Oh, man.
But I am not the only one that made a ridiculous purchase. T-Rod.
Yes, T-Rod.
T-Rod, please enlighten us on yours.
I would argue that it's not ridiculous at all. I would argue the fact that it's like...
It's one of the greatest ideas ever devised by mankind.
I'm not going to say it was my idea, but I'm going to say, like, I could think of a million other purchases that are...
Stupider.
Yeah, way more dumb. Like,
I would
venture to say that this purchase would be categorized as more of a envious type of purchase from others.
So, I mean, I could see that, I guess.
I could see that. We're jealous. We're jelly.
I mean, we can't have. Not to say that I wouldn't have...
Your purchase.
Purchase this regardless if somebody wanted it. But, you know, like we all know TikTok. We all know how there's trends on TikTok. So the wife, my beautiful wife, Alyssa, you know, we go to the gym a lot and, you know, we work out. And, you know, so she has different ideas. Like, oh, I got to change this up. I got to change that up. And it's just like if you're going to do something and it makes you happy, or you want something and it makes you happy and I can get it for you, then I'm all for it. So it's kind of like when she asked me to get her this particular purchase that I made, it's kind of like almost like if your wife was just like, would you be willing to entertain the possibility of me and one of my friends at the same time? And you're like, in your head, you're thinking, what? I've been waiting for this my whole life.
But then it's just like,
you don't know what to say. You're like, I don't know what to do with my hands because you can't. You don't. What if it's a trick?
I think he's
saying.
What if
it's a trick?
I think he's saying that this suggestion is on par with that amount of amazement.
Maybe. I mean, I know what it is, and I'm confused by the analogy myself.
Well, the analogy is okay. So, like, okay, so this is what it is. Let's just break it out of the box, right? Let's just get it out of the box.
Let's put it up and we just took off the paper.
Let's go. So, she goes. I think I want a stripper pole. I think I want to do some pole dancing as an anaerobic exercise.
Yeah, yeah.
So then I looked at her as calmly as can be. On the inside, I'm like, my mind starts flowing. And you know what I mean? I'm thinking like, oh, man, I wonder, you know, kind of cool tricks we're going to do. Whatever the case may be, right? Whatever makes her happy. She asked me for a stripper pole. And I'm like, well, I mean, if you want it, I mean, yeah. I don't see.
Mean, he's
if
like,
you really want to use it and you're not going to just let it go to waste, you know, I don't see why you couldn't have that.
So long as you get the use out of it.
Yes. So I feel like I professionally answered my wife's request in the most professional manner can be. And yet at the same time, it's like, why did I think of this? Why did I think of this? Why did I have to wait for you to ask me this?
Well, I'm pretty sure if it was your suggestion, you're a pervert.
Yes. You would have been, get serious, for real, whatever. But because it was her idea.
Uh-huh. And that's why I said, like, if your wife said, hey, listen, man, I got a friend. She's amazing. And I don't know why. I might just be going through something right now. But I think I want to kiss her and experiment, and we're gonna experiment with you. And let's be honest, boys, if we're 18 years old, we're saying hell yeah, blah blah blah, like everything else that we had in our mind is, it's already out the window. We don't even care what we're gonna have for dinner. Let's just get to this way. We're gonna call him now, like, hey, pager, let's get her over here, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you know, that's back when we were younger, right? But now here we are 20 something years later. And then they ask you something like that, and you're like, if that's something you really want to do, I mean, I would do it for you, but I just want to make sure this is really what you want to do.
That's correct.
I don't know how comfortable I am with this, but if it makes you feel comfortable.
I'm going to put this in Justin terms.
Yeah.
It's a trap.
That's what I'm trying to get at.
It's a trap.
So when she said that, I just said, I mean, now mind you, the analogy is a far-fetched analogy, but it still goes through your head. You have to maintain composure when you get asked something like that. It's almost like if your wife just says, you know what, let's get a new TV. You want to go and get that 80-incher, that 85-incher over there that we saw? And you're like, is this it? Are you messing with me right now? Don't be right. playing around with
don't
me.
Play
don't
with
play.
My emotions. Don't toy with if, my emotions.
Dan, if Amy goes, Dan, you know what I was just thinking? You guys do this podcast and you guys have a good time with it. Why don't we go out and get a new computer for you? Get a new soundboard. Let's go all in on this. We'll get some soundproofing in the basement. And then you're kind of like,
I'd say, who are you and what you do with my wife?
Exactly. You're not going to like, but in the back of your head, you start thinking almost instantly.
Because logic dictates that what, she is your wife.
You start thinking like, what am I going to get and how am I going to get this? What do I need? You're already game planning. Like all of a sudden you go from a typical guy who can't multitask to save their life because we don't have the attention span. Now you're multitasking. You heard what you wanted to hear from her and you're proceeding on hearing it. And at the same time, you're shopping in the back of your mind. It works.
Actually,
all of a sudden it works.
Actually, at the same time, I've already made the purchase on my phone because I said, okay, you gave me permission.
See what I'm saying? You just multitasked.
I did that.
You multitasked out of your ass.
The,
you just
the last
right there.
Time
just
that happened, she was pregnant and was like, we could use a new TV. I was like, yeah, we could. And I bought a TV. I said, it'll be here on Monday.
Yes. You see what I'm saying?
And there, and then
and
it
you
was.
Know what? And women, they try to say that
and
they don't understand men or whatever. Plans. They can't figure us out. Like, listen, man.
We're simple creatures.
Like we have to have some type of positive reinforcement in order to do things. You know what I mean? Like, it's like the old saying, happy wife, happy life, and all that other stuff. I mean, it goes both ways. Let's just be honest. If you want to figure out how intelligent we really are and how much we can really do if we put our minds to it, go ahead and allow it. Just make it seem like it. Just make it your idea of something that we actually want and that we're interested in and we care about. Then you'll find out.
I don't know who said this quote, but it was somebody saying men are at their most or feel the most like themselves when they have the same passion for something as a child at play. Like. Imagine, you know, like, it's probably one of the reasons why you love football so much, right? You played it, you watched it, you experienced it, you raised your boys with it, you did this, you did that. It's part of your life. It's a core fundamental thing. But you also, but you enjoy it. And granted, obviously, yeah. That's an obvious thing, but it's one of those things where when one of your boys scored their first down, or made their first touchdown, or did whatever, your determination in that process, at least that's what I took the quote as, is you are never more yourself than when you're able to enjoy something, like I said, with the intensity of a child, with the playfulness of a child and the intensity.
Yeah, I mean, let's be honest, man. Us as men, we never fully grow up. You know what I mean? We mature.
My wife would agree.
And we get better with it, but we don't fully mature. You know what I mean? So
Dan was calling me immature just yesterday.
I mean, you know.
Over laundry issues.
So here's the thing. We have these discussions all the time, when it comes to men and women.
We're sitting surrounded by toys.
Yeah, yes. but they're all. The difference here is yours are nice and stacked and alphabetized or at least categorized. Mine would just be. All over the ground.
I mean,
but then there's all the stuff everywhere up here too, though.
Look at the world that we live in, boys. You know what I mean? Traditionally, men are like the heads of the household. It's been like that since the beginning of the time and all that stuff. And we have these conversations that we go back and forth, and sometimes we don't always see eye to eye on the thing when it comes to men and women. There are a few things that men are just naturally better than women at. Whatever it is, right?
Buying
one of them
toys?
Is strength.
No,
one of them
say,
is
buying
listen,
toys. Is
listen,
one of them.
Listen,
sure.
One of them is physical strength. We're naturally, traditionally stronger,
well, yeah,
right?
But...
And then we're born with testosterone, so we have a natural competitiveness, or you know, a tendency to
aggression
to,
is
yeah, an aggression, right?
Competitiveness is
okay.
An idea formed through society,
and I think that generally speaking, when we are all the way focused, we kind of like problem solve relatively decently. But then what else? Where do we go from there, right? So women do a lot of things that men can't do and vice versa. And we just got to accept that, right?
Right.
So it's quite simple when you think about it. Men are the head of the household, right? But women run the household. Like all you literally have to do is just give a man 10% of the say. Like when he says, hey, look, this is what we're going to do, just let it go. It's like, you know what? Pick your battles and win the war. Let us get our 10% in and you get the 90% and just see where it goes. Okay. Just like we said, hey, Dan, you know what? Let's get a new TV. Boom. All of a sudden we just figure it out, dude. You allowed me to be the make a man decision. Look how it went. You know what I mean? It doesn't come along very often, but look how that works. Yep. So Alyssa goes, hey, I want to get a stripper pole. I want to do the exercises on there. And I'm thinking like, you know what? You got to be pretty strong to hold yourself up. But, you know, I'm thinking along the lines of me. You know, I'm a big dude, man. I'm not holding myself up on any kind of pole or anything like that. You know what I mean? You got to be relatively strong. But let me tell you this. I don't know shit about stripper poles. I don't know how they work. Matter of fact, I found out within 30 seconds of her saying she wanted a stripper pole that the actual whole freaking pole spins and not just your hands going around. I was like, how does your hands not stick to the pole? Like, how does this even work? I figured it out in 30 seconds after she asked if she could have one. You see how that goes? You see how that works? I figured this shit out real quick, man. I had no interest, no nothing, man. You know what? Give me my 10%.
Yes, but I would argue that it's because it's the stripper pole where such intensity, just like a child at play,
exactly,
comes from.
We are simple because creatures.
If she's like, hey, I need you to look at these sweaters online to see which one matches you. It would take you fucking all night to make that decision because you're like, I don't know. Stripper pole? Yes, I'll find it.
Boom, got it. Dan knew exactly what he wanted. Now, see, here's the thing. If she would have said, Dan, let's look at getting it, let's not buy one, but maybe we should start looking, it could take you 2 weeks of researching because that's how I am, right?
No,
but once they give you the green light, you know, you already know. You already know what you want. There's no more research, and you already did all the research. You already did everything. Boom. There's nothing else to think about. And I want to point this out, too, like is the simpleness of a man. And really, it's really quite simple. Okay. So we all three of us have kids, right?
Yeah.
And you know, me and Dan have some younger ones. Justin, you were blessed to be, you know, a grandfather. And so you're going to go through it. And now you get to,
well, I raised a teenager.
Yeah.
From
but
the time that she,
but now you
possibly hated me the most to the present, which is,
yes,
far
but
better.
now every grandparent says that they love their kids, but there's nothing like having a grandchild.
Oh,
you know what? Because you do whatever you want, and you just send them back, right?
Goodbye.
But now, so we got experiences with kids. Now, here's the point, and here's where I'm going with this. If you go and tell a boy, hey, go out there and pick up the yard, clean up all the dog shit, and after that, we're going to go get ice cream, right? That backyard's going to get cleaned up. Right? Positive
maybe,
reinforcement.
Maybe.
If you tell your son to go out there and clean it up and there's nothing that you're going to get out of it, you might get a half-ass whatever, right? It's pretty simple. Women, you need your man to go and do something for you. You need it done right away. Give him some type of positive reinforcement. You know what I mean? Dan, would you like that championship belt? Go ahead and get it, honey. I need this roof patched.
That's a conversation.
I can imagine it. I can just.
I'm just saying it's really that simple. You need a man to get something done right away. Give him some type of positive reinforcement. Don't just put your foot down and give him the look. You know what I mean? Throw him a little bone. That's what I'm saying. Tell him, hey, man, you want some sprinkles with your ice cream? See how far you go.
Only whatever ice cream you want.
Only
winners get sprinkles, Billy.
Exactly. Look at it, dude. Like when you would tell kids, like, hey, man, we're going to go and get ice cream. This is back when we were kids. Everybody gets ice cream now. Hey, if we win, we're going to get ice cream. Right?
Yeah.
Man. Yeah. Man, you're laying out to catch the ball. You're laying out to make the game-saving tackle. You're swinging for the freaking fences, dude, when you're in a 3-2 count because I'm not going down looking. You know what I mean? You're going down swinging.
I'm getting that ice
you
cream.
You want that ice cream.
That ice cream cone.
And it goes the same way. So back to what I'm getting at. So she said stripper pole. I figured it out. You know what I mean? She knew which one she wanted, and it was like on Amazon, and it was $89. And I was like, kind of stripper pole are you going to get for $89? Bleep, 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 bleep. Look, this one's way better. I don't even know if it's better, but I figured it out, dude. I figured this out. This is it's got better bearings in it. It's a heavier duty. It's a little more portable. All kinds of shit, dude. Simple to put up. It's got 5-star reviews. I figured that shit out in like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Why? Because you know what? I know that the intent is to continue to get in weight or to get in shape and lose a little more weight or whatever, or just to be active. I know that that's the intent. I'm gonna get something out of this.
Well, you have a side benefit that can only be offered to you without it being a terrible situation for you.
And listen,
right?
I'm gonna go.
I mean, honestly, if she were to be like, I'm gonna go take stripper pole lessons with Christoph here, he's gonna show me how to run the pole. Are you gonna go with her to that fucking lesson?
No, and I think we know why I wouldn't go, because Christoph is probably a little.
How do you know?
I don't know, but that's what I'm going to guess. I'm like, I don't even want to meet him.
So you know what? He's hitting on your girl, or he's.
He might be hitting on me, is my first thought.
Nah.
I'm just being honest.
I know.
You said the first thing, and I'm like, yeah.
That was the first thing you thought, yeah.
Just come back and know what you're doing. How about that?
Mike, I guess what I was saying is...
I'll worry about how you learned it later, you know what I mean? Just get it done.
She's asking you to install it in your house.
Again, let's go back to when we're 18.
No,
you got a girl that's telling you she wants to do terrible things to you, and she might not be the hottest thing, and she might not be somebody you would look at, but are you really going to worry about that until after you're done? And when you're done, then you're like, damn, man, I'm probably not going to want to tell anybody about this one, but, you know, let's just keep it to ourselves. You know what I mean? You'll worry about it. I'm going to look at this stripper pole later.
Teenagers.
I know.
Well, that's my experience. I'll worry about it afterwards. Let's conquer this battle here. You know what I mean? Let's face this adversity of actually getting, you know, the end game, and then we'll worry about, you know, that afterwards. You know, that's where I'm going with this.
What the fuck? That was funny.
I mean, it's kind of like riding a bike and you're going to go over a jump. You don't know it. You don't know it's a bad idea. You don't know it's a bad idea until after you jump, right? You're going to go over a ramp. You make this ramp. It's all a great idea until you do it. And then when you do it, it's either a good idea because you landed safely, or you fucked yourself up and the thing was an epic failure. And the point is we don't worry about it until after the fact, because it's a great idea going into it.
Or the ramp works, but your handlebars are stripped.
Yeah, I mean, whatever the case, hey, we'll figure out the handlebars later. All I know is my ramp worked. And dude, it is a great jump. The bike, not so much. Right. You know what I mean? We got to come up with, like, that's so it's back to the same analogy of like, hey, man, maybe I won't go back to that one next time, but you know what I mean? You live to fight another battle, you know, gain a little experience, and, you know, now you're just like, damn, man.
I'm never jumping that ramp again. It was fun,
yeah,
but I'm never jumping it again.
Yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, and then again, I mean, look how, back to the simpleness of us guys, okay? We're all guys, we're married men, you know. Thankfully, my wife is, you know, there's positives and negatives with her being as young as she is. You know, she's still like in her sexual peak or whatever, but we've been together for now for 5 years. So it's not as fun as what it once was, but I'm 42 years old, and maybe I gotta like, hey, coach, man, maybe I don't need to play every single down. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I could take some time off, but we're at the point right now to where, like, we're such simple creatures, right? If your wife says, you want to go to bed early tonight, and gives you the look, and she says that at 9:30 in the morning, are you really going to argue with her at any point during the day when she gives you that look? You're going to do whatever. She's going to make you jump through freaking hoops. She's going to give you the business. She could start an argument that's really stupid and has nothing to do with your fault. Like, or how did I say that? I said it wrong. She's going to start an argument. and then she's going to be mad at you. And nothing that she started, nothing that the argument consists of or the reason why the argument happened has anything to do with you. And you're going to be like, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to get, we're just trying to get to bed early. You know what I mean? And then we'll worry about that. The next day we're like, I can't believe you were an asshole to me, man. We're not going to say nothing until the next day. You know what I mean? We're right. Simple creatures, man. We're simple. Just give us our 10%. Dan, I'm glad you got the championship belt. You are the only one of us three to have that trophy. When we're kids, we think of championship belts and championship rings.
Yeah.
And trophy wives. Either way it goes, we're getting a trophy, bud. You know what I mean? We think of trophies the entire time when we're kids. Trophies, belts, rings, wives,
right.
Chicks, whatever, however you want to look at it.
Right.
We're simple creatures. Think about that, man. It's quite simple. I mean, really, you know, I know that the modern woman is probably going to be like, I can't believe you said that, blah, 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 because they're going to complain about something. But the reality is just take a step back and listen to what T-Rod said and then be like, you know what? He's right,
Daddy's
dude.
He's teaching lessons.
He's just right. He's right, down. Dude. I'm going to get whatever I want,
shut
dude.
Your mouth and Daddy will teach you lessons.
I mean, if you want a dog to learn how to sit, what do you give him, a bone? Right? You know what I mean? Throw the man a bone.
I guess. I mean, it's too late. I already have it, so I don't have to ask permission.
Right. Yeah, but no, I'm not talking about asking permission. But if, say, she wants some stupid whatever that makes her happy, you're not even gonna care. You got the belt. As soon as she says that, you're coming down here and you're gonna take that thing out of the box and you're gonna throw it over your shoulder and you're gonna walk around the house.
I mean,
like,
to be fair, it's not in my nature to care anyways.
That is true.
I'm like, whatever. If that's what you want, get it.
Right.
That got me. That's how we're going to Disney World in June, because I was like, okay.
Dan, are you benefiting from Disney World? It's another vacation, right?
No, it's a vacation.
Yes.
But no, you don't understand. This Disney World trip is not. It's a redo vacation.
Yeah, it is. A
it's not
vacation.
A benefit. It's a redo vacation.
Yeah, I guess you're right. That's. Going back to how this all transpired, dude, I don't know if I could have held my listen, I'm a happy-go-lucky guy. I want to be cool with everybody. I want to be nice. But I got kind of a temper, you know, and I got like a fuse that's pretty long, and I got a high tolerance. And then once that baby's gone, man, it's gone. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But the trick is, don't even let it get to that point. Just remember, like, you're not really that mad. But in that case of the story you told me, there's no way. There's no way.
Yeah. If there's ever a reason to be truly mad, it's your vacation story.
Yeah.
Not to mention the fact
I don't know why
you did everything right on your part.
I mean, I can. Experience.
You did everything right on your part. And you know,
legitimately, like, it sounds.
I'm still dealing with the insurance, trying to.
It sounded like an 80s comedy movie.
Yes.
It was
like
something.
Home Alone and Planes, Trains, and Automobiles all mixed together.
Yeah, kind of. So it started out. We drive to the airport. We sit there. Our flight gets delayed. So we're sitting there a little longer. Our flight gets delayed again. This goes on for four delays. And then they finally said, well, they're closing down the airport for at least 2 hours. But at this point, we're still delayed. And then they're like, they've canceled all flights. So now we have... It's like 9:30, 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Our cruise leaves at 3 o'clock the next day. So we're like, all right, we got to figure out something. We've already missed our hotel. We've already missed our transport from the airport to the hotel at this point.
Right.
So we're like, well, we got to get somewhere. So we drive from the Detroit airport back to Toledo. I'm like, all right, what are we going to do? We're looking, trying to find flights. Check flights from Detroit, Battle Creek, Ontario, Windsor, Ontario, their airport, Cleveland, Columbus, Cincinnati. Find a flight leaving out of Indianapolis. Indianapolis at, I think it was like 7:35 or something. Like, at this point, it's like almost 2. Like, okay, can we get to Indianapolis in time? I'm like, I'm pretty sure we can get there in time. So by the time we get the boys fell asleep, so we had to get them up and back in the car. By the time we get back on the road, it's after 3. We get to Indianapolis. We make it before the plane takes off, but they're like, well, all luggage has to be checked an hour before takeoff, and it's the plane leaves in like 30 minutes, so we can't check your bags. I'm like, okay. So they're like, well, we can put you on the next flight. Well, the next flight is at 12:30. So we're like, all right, I guess that's what we got to do. So then we get there, we're sitting at the airport. That flight gets delayed by like a half hour. So now we're at like 1 o'clock. We're like, I don't know. This is not. We get there. We get on the flight. Flight takes off. We land. It's about 3:30. And our ship is just departing the port.
Bon voyage!
As we're getting off the plane, the ship is...
That is so terrible.
So now we have to find a hotel. We find a hotel. We get that. Take a cab, get to the hotel. Then we're like, all right, now we got to figure out what we're doing. Are we just going to go home and cancel this trip? Are we going to try and get on the ship? Do we want to drive to Disney World and just
do something?
Do a couple days at Disney and just fly home. So we decide we're going to try and get on the cruise the third day of the cruise, which would fourth day of the cruise. It would have been the fourth day, which is in San Juan, Puerto Rico.
Still,
so we have to buy airplane tickets to San Juan. We have to get another night in the hotel because we can't leave. That's Tuesday morning now. So we gotta get to San Juan. We go, and while we were in Fort Lauderdale, we went and did some other stuff. We went to the Everglades and did like an airboat tour and stuff of the Everglades, and we went to Key West for a day. So we did stuff. It wasn't like it was miserable. We weren't just stuck in the hotel. But so Tuesday comes, back at the airport Tuesday morning, we got to go through that. Get on the plane. Everything went smooth to get to Puerto Rico. We get to Puerto Rico. We get off the plane. We get a cab. We're like, it's about 15-20 minute ride to the port. All right. We get about halfway there. You can see the ship. Like, we're close enough to the port that you can see the ships docked at the port. And we're in gridlock stop traffic. And the cab driver's like, I don't know what's going on, why it's like this. They were resurfacing the road and had the road closed that goes to the port. And then they had, so you had a detour to get through San Juan. And then, not only was there a detour,
and then
they have like a festival or something going on that they're trying to set up for that night. So there's work trucks and stuff. They have a detour through the detour. So you have to go like all these back roads to get there. So a trip that should have took 15 to 20 minutes took us like an hour and 20 minutes to get from the airport to the cruise. Then we get to the cruise ship. We get through the first wave of security where you go enter the port.
All right.
So we get to the ship, where you get on the ship. We're joining the cruise now. We missed the boat on Saturday. We're joining the cruise. They're like, okay, well, we got to call them. So they call the people. They're like, they tell us that our bands won't work. Our tags won't work for our doors. They have to get us new tags. So we're like, okay, whatever. So we have to wait there for another like 10 minutes to get new tags. That's fine. Go through security. They have the smallest x-ray machines, and we have like decent sized suitcases. We're like, man, are these suitcases going to fit? They did fit, so it was fine. But so we finally get to the boat. We get to our room. Everything's all right. We're on the boat. We're like, well, we've got the drink package. We've already missed 2 days. Let's go get a drink and get something to eat. We've been flying and traveling all day. Let's just relax a little bit. So I get a coffee. And then I'm like, I don't know what it was that like, I got an alert saying that I had like spent whatever on the cruise ship on my phone, like you do. And I'm like, well, that's weird because that should have been on my
package.
In my package, so that's weird. And I'm like, whatever. So then we go, and I'm looking at the charges. I'm like, what? I'm like, okay, well, apparently our drink package isn't in. So I go up to guest service.
I'd be smacking people.
I'm at guest service, and they're like, okay.
It's no one's fault, but I'd be smacking people.
So I go to guest service. I'm like, yeah, we just got on the boat. We should have had a drink package, but it's telling me I don't have a drink package on the app. And they're like, the lady's like, well, do you have your receipt for it? I'm like, I have the email right here that shows, it doesn't say what it's for, but it says that I spent $800 and some. I'm like, and that's for two drink packages for the adults.
Right.
She's like, well, I'll have to email them to see what's going on. So I'm like, all right, whatever. And at this point, you know, we've been traveling all day. The boys are behind me with my wife, and they're kind of loud. I wouldn't say they're not, like, being super loud. They're not being annoying.
They're being boys.
Yeah, they're kids. Just being kids that have been cooped up on an airplane
for 48 hours.
Cabs.
Mostly 48 hours.
You know, so they're not being bad. They're not, and I didn't think they were really being that loud. And this lady comes up, and she's, like, throwing a fit about, they use the wand on her, and she has a pacemaker, and they're not supposed to use a wand, and this and that, and she needs to call somebody. And then she, like, picks up the phone to dial out, and she's like, whoever has those kids needs to tell them to be quiet. They're just so loud, I can't hardly hear. So I look over my shoulder, and I'm like, shut up! And probably everyone in this little Fourier service area looked at me when I did this. And then I'm done with this. We're walking away. I was in such a state of mind where I was like, old lady's lucky to throw her off this boat.
Right.
Dan, you know, I don't know how you kept the patience, not to cut you off, but I got to tell you this. I probably would have turned around and looked at her. The kids aren't the reason why you can't hear, lady. your physical being right now is the reason why you can't hear. Don't blame it on the kids. You know what I mean?
I can't hear anything.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm sure that's part of it. She was old.
And then I would have told
my fingers hurt.
Which apparently Princess Cruise Lines is more of an old people cruise lines. There weren't many young people. But carrying on here, so we get past that. I was put in timeout for that. I was told I need to go calm down.
Who put you in timeout, Dan?
You just yelled at a fucking 80-year-old lady.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to.
Who put you in timeout, Dan?
You're not supposed
to.
My wife
and kids put me in timeout.
You're not supposed to.
You need to go settle down.
In all fairness, it doesn't matter.
So
an 80-year-old lady
would have been the end of my fuse. I would have lost my marbles. You're gonna tell me I'm in timeout after all this shit, dude? Oh my gosh, I would have.
Well, I was already like, with all the travel and everything, I was already on edge enough for this, like going up to it.
Dan, that must be a pretty lengthy edge.
Yeah, well, a mandrel.
First of all, we all know Dan. He is the calmest person I have ever known. And I can guarantee you that if I had half of that frustration just getting to the ship, let alone not being there 3 days, my wife can attest that I would probably freak out and I would have been arrested for assault or something at some point. Because I don't function well with that kind of shit. And all I can think of is when he turned and yelled at that lady, that all of that aggression, all of that anger came out in one giant burst of righteous anger.
I feel like you were justified. I felt like good for you, Dan.
That should have been
a big stress reliever. It's like saying fuck for the first time in your life, and you know you're not supposed to. You're like, I feel so much better, dude. Like, you know, and instead you got in trouble.
Soul feel liberated?
But even with that, right? So I go back to the room. I take a shower. My wife and kids come back to the room a little while later. They were walking around the ship. They come back. the six-year-old is got to go to the bathroom. He goes and takes a crap. And for some reason, this cruise ship has the worst setup ever in a bathroom, because right next to the toilet, right here, is tissues, not toilet paper.
Yep.
The toilet paper's way up here. So he doesn't see the toilet paper because it's kind of hidden under the counter out of his line of sight. So he uses tissues because that was right next to him.
It was the only thing he saw.
Which clogs the toilet.
So then
we got a call to be like, yeah, my son accidentally flushed tissues in the toilet, so it's clogged and won't go down. So someone comes to the room and they're like, oh, well, it must have corrected itself. It's not clogged anymore. Like, all right, well, that's weird, but okay. So then my wife goes into the bathroom and flushes the toilet, and water starts to come from the seam between the wall and the toilet and over the toilet. So it has somehow gotten between the gasket that it is
against. Yeah.
Yeah. So now it's leaking onto the floor from the wall and from the toilet. So we got to call the maintenance people again to come.
What was
fix
the maintenance
the
guy's name?
I have no idea.
I would have got his name. I would have been like, hey, send Steve back up here. No, I don't want nobody. I want Steve. Tell Steve to come up here.
You've never been on a cruise ship and yeah, don't understand. He was probably from the Philippines.
Yes.
Or and some Steve other.
Send Javi back up here.
Some other Asian island.
Yeah.
Because that's where all the crew.
That's where a lot of cruise people. That's where a lot of cruise attendants.
Send Steve.
Workers.
Javi. Philip. Yeah. Johnny, whatever his name is, I want that guy back up here.
So
yeah, walkie-talkie number 14.
But
send
that
him up
was
here.
That got taken care of relatively quick. They got it all fixed and cleaned up. I mean, they are fast on cruise ships. Like for
they are. Well, there's nowhere to go. The problem doesn't.
Yes, it needs to be fixed.
It has to be done.
Yes,
or more further damage. Not just your cabin. It's other people's cabins. It's other.
Yeah. They get to stuff quick. So that was handled. So we're like, all right, we don't want to go do the sit down dinner tonight. We're just going to go to like the buffet and eat, come back. Next day we're in not the Dominican. I'm trying to think where we went on this fucking boat. Maybe it was the Dominican.
I can't remember very well. Everything was cloudy after yelling at the old lady.
This was probably the highlight of the cruise.
Age.
It was still the highlight because it was. Yeah, I can't think of where we went though. It was because it was Puerto Rico. It wasn't the Dominican. That was the last day. But wherever we went, I can't think of what it was now. But wherever it was, where we go to the beach, we had the day on the beach. This was the highlight of the cruise, even though this is the day I broke my toe because.
And a broken toe.
Because we're just sitting, we're hanging out in the water, and it's a very rocky shoreline. You know, like once you get about 10 feet past the sand, you are on a rock bed, essentially.
Yeah.
So the waves pushing you around and stuff. You're just kind of floating around. Well, I stepped in a hole, and then a wave hit me, and I kicked the side of the hole and broke my toe, which was instantly, like, black and blue, like, purple and swollen. So that was the rest of the cruise with the...
How is it now?
It's still a little crooked.
He said it's crooked, dude.
It's crooked.
I, too, have a crooked toe.
But still the highlight of the cruise because.
Broken toe is the highlight of the cruise?
That day is the highlight of the cruise. Okay. Because the next day, we wake up and my wife and the 6-year-old are both sick. I have I woke up with a headache and I had a stuffy nose. That was the extent of my sickness.
I'm going to be honest with you. After I've heard this story, and after hearing it again, I feel like what a president how a president ages between terms?
I aged on this cruise.
No, I think your story literally aged us by 6 months. Just listening to it, because it sounds terrible.
This is
I understand it's still first world problems, but it sounds terrible.
This,
right? Well, because I still got to go to the Caribbean when we had the worst cold front of the year winter here.
Yeah.
I was in the 80 degree weather. Caribbean weather,
right?
Sunshine and smooth sailing. It wasn't rocky or nothing. So that was plus. Let's not forget that on this cruise ship, we found out, was a polka cruise where there were a couple polka bands and 700 people for a polka group on this cruise ship too. So twice during the sailing, and this is what the 4 days that we were on
the polka.
This is just the 4 days that we were on the boat. Of the 4 nights. The deck where they usually have movies and stuff was packed for polka parties. So,
what did we learn?
What did we learn? We're not probably ever going to sail on Princess again. nothing against Princess.
It was a nice ship and whatever.
It was nothing to do with them.
Right.
We'll definitely research our cruise next time.
I think it has everything to do with them. What doesn't have anything to do is the fact that the Griswolds had to go through. You should have never had to go through what you had to do.
Right.
Princess had nothing to do with the weather.
He's saying Princess Cruise Line wasn't the reason all of these things transpired.
Yeah,
you're right. But once they realized you're supposed to be on the boat and they heard everything you went through, they should have upgraded. You should have got the upgrade. I just watched that movie, The Upgrade. They should have upgraded you. You should have got
the cruise was sold out. They said everything was booked on
that cruise. The drink package, plus this, plus that. They should have did everything in their power to make it right. That's what I would have did. If I'm a business owner, I'm not going to be brush this under the rug.
Here's the thing.
You're getting upgraded.
He has insurance on the trip.
That he's still talking to them about.
Yeah
but
that's
how the insurance is.
Yeah.
If you ever had to deal with the insurance stuff, that's how it's back and forth. They're like, oh, we need this now. Oh, we're going to need this now. I've had to send stuff. I called them today. They're like, oh, it's still under review.
Yeah. Because, no offense,
they don't want to give you the money.
They don't want to give you the money right now.
I don't care if you give me the money or not. Give me something.
Right, but that's...
I want my money's worth out of this.
But what we're saying is due to the last 4 years, cruise ships have had a very tough time.
Well,
They're not trying to give that money back.
Figure it out.
Right.
You're going to have to figure that out. Here's the thing. The best business is repeat business. So
they didn't
take care of Dan in this when they could have done something for him. And like he said, it has nothing to do with Princess, but we're probably never going to go with them ever again.
Right.
Now I'm going to research. So the thing is, and that's what I'm saying, they took a terrible experience that had nothing to do with them, and they could have made it right, and then you could have went around and told everybody on your podcast, our podcast, how great they are and how you would recommend them to anybody. And instead,
they want to play bingo and listen to polka.
Here you go. You want to know what they did do that most won't do? We each had a $25 credit, Amy and I, when we booked, we got a credit. They actually sent us a check for our unused credit, which usually they don't do that. They actually cashed out, so we got a $40 check from Princess for our unused credit.
Right.
Which normally they won't.
No.
They'll keep it on your account, and you can roll it over sometimes, but usually they'll just let that expire. It's free money that they're not going to pay you.
Right.
So, and like I said, it really had nothing to do with Princess.
Here's the thing. My glass is nowhere. And at this particular point, even with the $40 credit, my glass is nowhere near half. It's nowhere near half.
I was going to say
this son of a bitch is half empty.
T-Rod wants more.
And here's the thing.
And
here's the thing, Dan. This is not my experience.
I
this is your experience, correct?
Right.
I don't even want to hear the story ever again in my life because I'm so angry.
I'm so scared.
Has nothing. I have nothing to do with it. I'm so mad for you. I'm mad that the situation happened. It should never happen.
Hence,
I mean,
Disney World.
Yeah. You go to McDonald's. You go to McDonald's and you're missing your chicken nuggets.
This is
you don't. You don't. You don't pay $3,000 or $4,000 to go on a cruise and get there, and they can't figure out why your wristband don't work and why you got to go through and talk to somebody else about a drink pass and so on and so forth. You pay a substantial amount of money for a freaking service. You're not supposed to have wet socks in the bathroom because tissue went down the thing. The guy should have fixed it. There's just a numerous amount of things that would have me pissed off. And then you paid for the insurance. You're paying to not have to worry. There's no hassle. Hey, you're paying for insurance just in case shit happens. And a lot of shit happened.
This is
a
luxury.
Lot of shit happened.
Somebody's telling you to be mad about something that you're not nearly as mad. It's funny. It's like what
the insurance company. I would be like, This is what I would tell the insurance company. And I'm like, listen. This isn't your fault. I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at the situation, and I'm sorry that you got to hear this. But rather than you telling me to send you this, and then you're going to call me back and tell me you need more, tell me everything you need right now. I want this solved right now. I paid you the money.
Hey.
This happened. Don't be upset that this happened. This is why you're in business, just in case shit happens and shit happens.
Are you watching the internet right now?
I think so.
No,
clearly you've never had
to. You clearly look upset from this story.
Oh, yeah.
You've never
it's
had
just,
to deal with
like,
insurance or something like this. Because this is like a
common thing.
Listen, I just had to argue.
Still trying to worry about getting his house fixed.
Exactly. Especially and that's the thing that pisses me off with insurance. It's a big scam. And it's like, okay, so my insurance just went up again. Again. This is like the third time.
Third time since
the last year and a half.
You give us a moderate amount of money and we will give you small amounts of money.
So, my
in
insurance.
Case something happens.
We are now at the $100 mark for the rise in my insurance. It's like $103 more now than what it was when I first started the claim, or not the claim, but the policy. So I started the policy 2 years ago, and we are now $103 or whatever the heck it is above where I started at. And a handful of things have happened. Okay. Number one, no citations or claims, accidents, or any of that, right? Number two, I've gotten older, right? Yeah. And number three, my car does not have the same balance as it did when I first started the policy. It is exactly half the balance. So how is it that my car is worth, or the money that I owe on the car is half the amount that I initially insured it, and yet I'm paying twice as much for a car that I have insured that's worth the half as much?
Yeah.
Makes no sense to me. And I'm arguing
for 50%.
Yeah. And I argue with them. I said, you tell me. And then you know what they pretty much told me? They were just like, well, I mean, this is going on everybody.
Insurance.
I said, okay, well then I'm going to shop around. And so here I am. I'm going to be switching insurance companies. But the point is I got my point across. Like literally this is a scam. It doesn't make any sense. And this is a ripoff. You can't even justify what you just did. Now, if I went out and I purchased a car that's twice as much, I understand it. If your car insurance goes up, excuse me, just a tad because of inflation, I get that. You can't say it's inflation three times. You can't say it's because of the rise of the cost to fix the car for accidents when you haven't even been the one to get into the accident. You know, that the last time that they raised it up and it was like 30-something% the last time that they raised it. And they explained that it was inflation. And they said the cost for the vehicles have gone up. And they said that in the state of Ohio, there is a substantial amount of claims or increase in claims. And you know, somebody's got to pay for that. This stuff costs money. I said, well, how about the people that actually were in the accident that caused the accident? Aren't they the ones that's supposed to pay it? So you raise their rates to justify the damages and the cost for the damages that they created. And now you're raising mine because of something that they did. I should be getting mine lower, not raised. I've never even had this. I'm literally paying as much for my car insurance as I did when I was 20 something years old. That makes no sense.
You know what really grinds my gears? You, internet.
So, so the point is, and that's just car insurance where you have to have, right? You did not have to purchase the insurance for your vacation, and you did.
Well, it's...
And the shit happened, and now you got to jump through hoops. It should never happen. Should never happen.
But his claim will more than likely pass with flying colors. It just takes a while.
I wouldn't call this flying colors. The whole experience, you got to consider the entire... the flying colors part would have been like everything that Dan had to go through. But thank God he paid for the insurance.
But here's
So you know who has a good insurance policy? Best Buy.
I'm not going to entertain this. He's right.
And anybody that knows about it, like, they know what I'm talking about. But the point is you paid for the insurance, and you're paid. What is insurance? It's what we call it, peace of mind, correct? Warranties.
Basically, it's what they tell you.
Yeah.
That's what they,
So how is this a peace of mind where this all transpired over a month ago, and we're still going through it? We're still having to send this and emails and proof of purchases and everything else. What more do you need? I was inconvenienced. All you have to do, listen, I'm not,
right,
you don't even gotta.
He wasn't inconvenienced by the cruise line.
Yeah.
He wasn't inconvenienced. It wasn't their fault. They left
process.
On schedule.
You just got to go
bad
on
weather
process.
Fucked him. That's where they, don't
yeah,
claim.
Yeah, but that's why he purchased the insurance, so that if something happened, he wouldn't have to worry about it. If you purchase insurance and then it's act of God is part of that, and there's a freaking earthquake, do you really got to explain yourself why you need a new house? You
no.
shouldn't have to. Hey, Lane, here's the picture. Here's this. This is what happened.
So
but do you get what I'm saying? Or like if you have flood insurance and they want to know how much did it flood? Did this happen?
Yeah.
Why did it happen? What day that was and whatever. Like it's flooded. I don't care how this happened. The house is flooded. I have flood insurance. Take care of this.
Right.
Why am I jumping through hoops?
Because everyone has to jump through hoops despite how ridiculous it is.
Yeah, I think we need to stand together.
The way it is.
I think Dan,
if you want
Dan,
any of your shit back,
go on what are the video calls? What are they called? Where you get on a video with somebody?
Zoom?
Yeah, you need to zoom. You need to zoom the shit out of these motherfuckers with that belt. Put that belt around
your
fucking waist and then call them.
If by now, if you can't tell, I'm very upset with your service, based on.
But, I'm not even that
if you
upset.
Wear,
I know.
If
I know.
You,
he's more upset
Dan,
than you
if
are.
If you put a bandana on or around your head, wear your Sasquatch shirt and a championship belt, you're going to get what you need.
You're going to get what you want. Trust me.
Who's
going to
mess with that? Who's going to mess with that? They're going to look at it like, man, like, dude, this is somebody.
It's like, excuse me. I was wondering about that insurance. By the way, I am wearing my WWF. Heavyweight champion.
Matter of fact, you shine that bad boy up, and then when you're talking, move around a little bit and let
yes,
it sparkle in your eyes.
Yes, I can tell by the tone of your voice that you must have some additional weight around your midsection, and it can only be WWF.
Do you know who I am?
Do you know who you're talking to?
I am
the Winged Eagle.
WF.
The Attitude
Heavyweight
Era
Champion of the World.
It is the Winged Eagle, the coveted, worn by such greats as Hulk Hogan, Randy Savage, and the Ultimate Warrior.
So you understand.
See?
You get it.
You can sell it. You can sell it. We can do it. I think you can do it.
I need a cowboy hat and Macho Man glasses.
Yeah, dude, you might as well go and do that too.
Yeah.
And you know what? And
Macho Madness.
Macho Man is a little upset with how his insurance situation.
Listen,
I don't have.
You
that
don't even have to say
my,
your
that,
name.
I don't
just
have anything that intense in my body, in my being,
except for shit.
Even that's like a rare blurt. Like,
I know, but I
Dan. Dan, I got it. 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 You guys ready for this?
What?
Put the Pop Culture Hootenanny. What do they call that? Not Billboard. What do you call like a banner? Get a Pop Culture Hootenanny banner. Put it in the background with your mics, and then do the Zoom call. Do the Zoom call. No, we're doing this live on air. I mean, you guys are recording me. You listen. You're like I'm Dan Phillips, and you're live with the Pop Culture Hootenanny. You're recording me, and I'm recording you. Let's go.
It's not like it's gonna be a courtroom deposition that we just get to
listen,
fuck with them on.
We're live in.
This call is being recorded for.
You're recording me now. I'm recording you, and you're live. You're live right now.
Any answers you give will be held to the most highest humor.
You're live right now on YouTube. And you know, and we have 1,300 listeners right now.
I gotta go eat.
Yeah, it's
do you realize by the time they actually find, do you realize how long it's gonna, like, they're not gonna have enough time to look up Pop Culture Hootenanny because they're not gonna be able to find it right away. So they got to come up with something really quick. They're gonna panic. This is a great idea, Dan. Are you writing this down?
Are they incorporated? Do they have a?
Are you writing this stuff down, Dan?
I don't have to. It's recording.
No, okay. It's, well, they're recorded. Look, they're gonna see Pop Culture Hootenanny. They're gonna see a bunch of Funko Pops in the background. They're gonna see a Miami Dolphin and a Florida State Seminoles thing in the background. This is all legit. You got Thanos' hand right behind us, his fist. We're good, dude. We're good.
I'm done.
All right. Well, that's.
You might want to hide the Finding Nemo bouncer over here. Man. That's not going to help. That's not going to help the call.
It'll be the centerpiece of the Zoom call.
Yeah.
It sounds like the piece de resistance.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's the Hootenanny. We're back. We're going to try and keep this more regular again. Get back on track. I'm Dan.
I'm Justin.
T-Rod out.
That's the Hootenanny. Don't be a dick. Good night.
Good night.
1, 2, 3, 4, pop culture.